Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of the Encounter Now podcast. My name is Nick and I'm joined here with my wife Chelsea as always. Today we want to share with you our first episode of 2020 about getting clear in your vision and your focus for this new year. We had a blast recording it and we hope and believe that it will be helpful to you no matter where you find yourself in life up to this point. And hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, we'd love for you to do a couple of things. We'd love for you to leave a rating, but we would also love for you to consider subscribing as well. But other than that, I would love to go ahead and get into this topic about getting clear in your focus and vision for this new year. Enjoy.
I know it's been a long time since we've talked to you guys here on the podcast, but we're really excited to be back with you. We have quite the subject to talk about today, with it being 2020 and so many people feeling a little bit different about this year. And I almost feel like every year kind of feels like that because everybody's all about resolutions and all these goals that they're going to have for the next year. But we want to talk about this year really being just a year of us funneling our focus and just making sure that we're not putting our time into things that don't actually matter and we're not wasting our time, because I feel like a lot of times we can easily do that. And I don't know how you feel about this, Nick, but I feel as if this year for us specifically is going to be a lot about just clear vision and focus on where we're going to go this year and then what's going to set the trajectory. I can never say that word. Can you talk me through it? Trajectory of the next few years. So sorry for the little delay there on that word, but the point still stands. And we're excited to talk a little bit about that today. But before we do, we want to update you guys on a few things, because we've been gone for a little bit. You guys know that we do YouTube videos and it's really fun for us, but sometimes like we can't even really showcase on there what's been happening because we just kind of schedule things and make sure that we're in line for the times that we travel and all of that. So what have we been up to, Nick?
Oh my gosh. What have we not been up to? What's up, everybody? I'm back. I'm still alive. Chelsea hasn't gotten rid of me yet. So that's a big plus. But man, we've been everywhere doing everything. I've been away for a considerable amount of time speaking. I was out on the other side of our state, the greatest state ever, JK, Georgia. And I was speaking over almost to Augusta, really near the Athens area. And that was really fun. And then went from there to St. Louis and got to do some really, really cool stuff up there. So been traveling, speaking quite a bit. And then you and I, we went home to Florida, mm-hmm. where my parents live for Christmas. And yep. I know that we have been away for a bit of time now, but we're back, we're here, and we plan on getting back on the horse, getting back on the schedule. And so I am so, so sorry that we have been away, but hopefully you will forgive us and understand. And I'm really excited about today's podcast. I think that this is the perfect way to start off the new year, even in the midst of the first week of the new year already being so filled in the news with chaos. I think it's easily, I think it's easy to potentially just decide that, hey, this year is going to be like any other and we're just going to forfeit everything. And the news is already saying that, you know, we're on the brink of World War III and there's hunger and Australia is on fire and the whole nine yards. And so that can be really discouraging. But I think when we scale it back and think about how can I make a personal difference in my life that potentially overflows into others, I think that this is the fastest and the easiest way to do that, is to get your vision clear and also get focused about what you want your future to look like. And whatever that may be, it doesn't matter. It really does not matter if you're wanting to work in the church or in social work or in business or whatever. You nonetheless need to make your vision very clear, mm-hmm. and get really focused and serious about that and how to take those steps moving forward. And so today this will probably be more of a principled episode more than a specifics, just because there is such a vast array of you listening that no two of you probably do the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And so today we'll just be general guidelining principles that we use and that we've developed and that we think can really, really help you moving forward too.
And I do want to say before we get into all these points, I feel as if a lot of us, especially with what Nick just said about the news, we can be easily swayed about who we are and what we care about and all of that because there's so much chaos around us. And yeah, it is important to care about these things. It's important to give. It's important to give our time and our energy and efforts. However, our whole life doesn't have to shift and evolve because something shocks us around the world. I feel as if there's a difference between having compassion and doing what we can versus letting our lives be controlled by the media and by what's put out there, because we're only seeing a small part of the story anytime we're seeing these things anyway. And to just think that the media is correct about everything is kind of like not foolish. Accurate at all, because even when you guys are listening to our podcast and you're watching our videos, you're not seeing into our real life, our day-to-day life. And most days it doesn't necessarily think, act, or sound this way. Like when we are on it and we're focused and we're talking about these things, usually we carry them out in our lives, yes, but there are some times where we're like, okay, this is not, like, we can't even think on this wavelength right now because we're just trying to work through our issues. And I feel like that's a good example when it comes to our world and just trying to get our focus clear so that we're not swayed so easily by what all is around us. You know, we can still have our clear focus and vision and have compassion, but not just go overboard because we're like a ball of emotions, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that's really great. So I want to just kick everything off and just go ahead and get started with our first point and unpacking what that is a bit more, because it's going to sound really baseline and very simple, but I do want to get down into the nitty gritty a little bit and just help bring this out, bring it to life, see what it means in the actual day-to-day things. And so this is the very first point that I want to make to you, is that a lot of people wander, and I would even say wonder through life. They wander and they wander through life. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to wander. We don't want to go with the flow necessarily. And you'll hear people say that, you know, hey, I'm just going with the flow. Hey, how's college going, man? I'm just taking it as it goes, going with the flow. And then also a lot of people wonder through life. They wonder what could be. They wonder what if. They wonder what would happen if this happened. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to live that kind of life. We want to live a very principled, we want to live a systematic, directed, clear life of where we want to go. And so how do we not wonder and wander through our life? I think that the only ways to do that, or some of the only ways, at least for me, that have worked tremendously, is to do three things. And I just alluded to all of them. Get clear. Clear your vision, clear your mind, clear your headspace, clear as much of the clutter around you that you can. Get direction. Get direction on where you want to go, where it is that your life is headed. If you don't get clear and get a different direction and just find the path that you want to move in on. And if you don't know that path, we'll stay listening because we're going to get into that as well. And then the last thing is to get discipline. So if you don't have a discipline of, hey, I do this, 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 and this to move myself forward on a daily basis, or, you know, whether that be your sleep schedule, your reading schedule, your work schedule, when you write emails, whatever it may be, you need to get disciplined in some different areas of life so that you can have the headspace and you can have the clarity of mind and the clarity in your life to move forward in what you want to do. So discipline is one of the huge, huge components of anyone who's very, very successful. You won't meet any overly successful person who hasn't been disciplined at least at some point in their life, or that is not disciplined now. They just don't exist. So I think that those three are timeless. I think that they are absolutely humongous in moving you forward, moving me forward, moving all of us forward. And so when you can implement these, I think that you'll see some pretty dramatic changes relatively quickly.
Yeah, that's good. I do want to mention with that, though, there's some people who are probably like, but I like, you know, wondering what if and being stuck in these questions. And sometimes it can be fun to like envision yourself in the future and be like, this is what's going to happen because this is how I'm going to get there. But they don't have those discipline principles in their life in order to have fun on those times where they're not necessarily pursuing their job or their goal or whatever it is. So you can still be a fun person and be disciplined. I think a lot of people think that those two are opposites, and that people who are disciplined and who go to bed early and do all these things that look a little bit more serious and like adult-like, you can still have fun. And those people who have fun, I would say, who are also responsible, are definitely those you want to look to create the rhythms in your life, because they've got it right in that area. Because some people just give themselves completely to fun, and that's their motivator, and that's what drives them. And I think that's something that you should know about yourself, is what motivates you the most. Like, are you more motivated by security? Are you more motivated by fun? Or are you motivated by money? And I'm not saying that any of those things are bad, but knowing that about yourself can steer you in the right direction to say, okay, do I want this to be my key motivator for all the things that I do? How can I change that? All right, let's write it down. Let's pray over it. Let's try to move in a direction that allows us to see some things a little bit more clear than just seeing everything through the lens of security, say, for this example.
It's great. So. Yeah. To bounce off that quickly, for fun, I think that the most fun people, the people who can have the most fun, have the most discipline too, because when they have the most discipline, that allows them to have more and more margin to have that fun. So if you're disciplined 20 weeks out of the year, and right, your business is thriving, and you're really disciplined every week of the year, but because of that discipline, you do everything that you need to do, and say that you're owning your own business 20 weeks out of the year, or, you know, whatever it may be. And that frees you up in some other areas and some other time to be able to take the margin to take a vacation, take days off, take time with your family, mm-hmm. go do the things that you want to do, go on the hike, go to Six Flags, whatever it could be. I think when you have discipline, inevitably that will lead to you having more margin. And when you have more margin, that frees you up to do what you want to do.
Right. So I think we're saying overall with this point, get clear on your vision. So if you have to stop this podcast right now and write down some points of where you want to move forward, what you've seen in yourself that needs to change, and what direction you need. And sometimes you may not have that direction. Sometimes you may have to literally beg God for direction. And sometimes it helps to look back on all the other directions He's given you and what you've done in the past. And oftentimes we can look back at our story and see that God is like moving and shifting us in a certain direction. We just didn't really see it at the time, because we were so like in the moment, which can be a good thing. But when you get that direction and you get clear, then you can have discipline for those things. You can't necessarily be disciplined on something you have no idea what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So really good.
And very true.
I think that leads us to our next point, which is, Nick?
No, you go ahead. You take this one.
Oh, okay.
I really want to hear your perspective about this one.
So this point is, what are you gifted in? And I've gotten so many DMs about people saying, I don't know what I'm gifted in. Like, I just feel like I'm like a busybody. Like, I don't know like what I'm supposed to do in life and all these things. I think there are some other questions that can lead you to how you're supposed to think about that, which is, where are you feeling pulled to, and what bothers you that you want to change? So there are issues in the world. There are things that may like fluster you or make you super emotional and want to change. Like, say, for example, the fires that we just alluded to in Australia at the beginning of this podcast, that is devastating. And for a lot of people, they are very concerned about all the animal life that are dying. And so those passions, those things that like put a fire in your stomach about, I want to change this, that's there for a reason. Most people don't have the exact same like motivators when it comes to, I don't know, crisis or just devastation and things that are not right that you want to make right. And I think that that is something that like we can, I don't know, just use to our best ability to see what we're gifted in, because those things and how you respond to them, you may be really gifted in by God in mercy and seeing things from the perspective of, well, everybody sees this person as a bad person and that they messed up and that they're not allowed into this space, but I see them as someone who made a mistake and someone who wants to move forward and that there's grace for them. And some people just don't have those same levels that's like naturally embedded into them. So I would say make like an analyzation list of yourself, like what you're gifted in. Some of you may know right off the bat, hey, this is like a few key things that I know that I'm gifted in. But then taking it a step further is what motivates you. What we said in the first point is, you know, what are your motivating factors? And then also what puts like that fire in your stomach with like something that's not right that you want to make right. And all these things, as you analyze them, they'll start to come together. And there may not be like a specific job right away that sticks out to you, but there will be a clear focus and vision in terms of like what drives you, what God has naturally given you, and where you should go when it comes to all those things. And it's just good to know about yourself.
Yes, I agree with all of what Chelsea just said there. And I really do agree with you that figuring out what you're gifted in is pretty much a mix between what you're feeling pulled to, what inevitably just excites you anyways, but also what bothers you that you want to change. So I think if you can find the sweet spot between those two, I think that you'll find your gifts pretty close to those. And that leads right into the very next point, is that your calling. You hear this word a lot. It's a very churchy word. I know that when we started dating, Chelsea, this word bothered you quite a lot, because I don't really think you had a clear direction on one thing or two things that you were necessarily called to do, so to speak. But for me, I've always felt the same calling to do the same thing, which is to preach the gospel and to make disciples. And so your calling is usually found right between your gifting and your burdens. So when you do figure out those things that you're gifted at, those things that you're good at naturally, or maybe not naturally, but you develop those gifts over time, and you also figure out what you're burdened in, I think that your calling is normally like found right in that hotbed of the mixture of those things. And that very well may be the thing that you were put on earth to go and do. And this can be the really discouraging part of the podcast to some of you, because maybe you just don't feel any gifting, you don't feel any calling, you don't feel any passions, because you just feel lethargic, or you feel depressed, or you feel anxious about your life in general, and you can't even think or imagine, you know, going into a season of life where you have clear vision and clear focus and clear direction and clear discipline to get things done and to move in the direction that you want to go, just because you can't see yourself in that. And so to you, I just want you to, maybe wherever you are, I just want you to take some moments to yourself at some point today or tomorrow and just sit alone and just think and meditate and really examine yourself inside and out, and just see who you are, who God has made you to be, and just what do you love? What do you love to do? What fires you up? What excites you just thinking about it? And try and move in that direction in some sort of fashion. And if this is something that you feel the need to talk through, feel free to message us on our Instagram at Encounter Now Podcast. We would love to just help walk you through these things as we've walked through them before.
Yeah, I would say to that point, because I've been there, not really necessarily knowing what I was drawn to or what burdens me or anything like that. But the development of those happened because I tried so many things. Like in high school, I tried so many sports, thinking that, hey, if I was good at this, this is maybe something I could pursue. I realized I wasn't good at sports. So I moved on and I considered doing some like online stuff. And I was like, hey, you know, I actually think I like this writing thing a little bit. I could see myself doing this as a part of my life, or maybe the whole span of my life, whatever. And as I started trying out all these new things, and I was in communities where other people were passionate about it, I realized that there was no like shame in trying all these things, and that like my efforts weren't like in vain. They were like trying to figure out what necessarily these like giftings and callings were on my life. And I didn't regret doing all that. As much as it made me like a multi-passionate person, I think that a lot of times many of us are wired in that way. And all of the passions that we have kind of circle around each other, and they can aid each other in the direct goal and vision that we're wanting to go. So when we say a clear focus, clear vision, it doesn't mean that you're just doing one thing, because that's mm-hmm. never going to be the case. Nick is also my husband. He's not just an evangelist. And so whenever you think of calling and passions and all of that, it's important to think about the fact that your life is going to be this span of time where you're going to be called to multiple things. And you should think about all the things that you're doing as more so like hats that you wear, rather than just like, okay, this is it. This is the only thing I'm going to do. I'm going to dedicate my life to it. I think that that is good for like the overarching theme of your life and like what your big goal is. But a lot of times we're going to wear multiple hats and have to accomplish multiple things, because we just live in a world that is very different than what it used to be. And wives aren't just, you know, folding laundry and, you know,
tell them.
Eating food in the kitchen and making things for their children. Like, that is amazing and admirable. And I'm sure there's a lot of people still doing that. But there are a lot of us like me who want to work and who want to, not saying that being at home isn't work. It is a lot of work. But, like, you know what I'm saying.
Dang, girl, go on and preach, Dan. Preach to them. Man, where to start by bouncing off that? I don't think I can bounce off that. I think you covered just every bit of it there. And so to recap on that point, because what I said was not nearly as good as what Chelsea said, calling is usually found right between your gifting and your burdens. So wherever your gifting may be, wherever your burdens may be, go look in those places, and then you'll probably find your calling there too.
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And now a message from one of our network supporters.
We're super, super pumped because this podcast is sponsored by Denison Ministries. Denison Ministries is a movement creating 7 million culture-changing Christians who are committed to carrying out the truth of the gospel to their sphere of influence through a variety of ways, which is why Denison Ministries is excited about sponsoring What God Is Up To on the Encounter Now podcast. One of the cool ways Denison Ministries helps Christians feel closer to God is through their First 15 devotional. First 15 is designed to help you spend the first 15 minutes of your day experiencing God through meaningful devotion, scripture, worship, and prayer. Grow closer to God this new year by signing up for the First 15 email devotional sent directly to your inbox at first15.org/subscribe, or start your day off with a First 15 devotional podcast anywhere you listen.
Next point, Chelsea.
Yeah.
I will let you lead us.
Oh, again?
Do you want me to? I can. No, it's okay.
No, I'm just trying to come down from like being out of breath because time I talk, I can't breathe.
Man,
so
you were on fire there. No, I'll take us. So last point that we want to give to you guys, and then we'll give you some sub points under this one, just to help you out with this further in your development and as you're walking through this clear vision and clear focus, clear mind path. These things could be beneficial, but before that, we want to share the point with you. So last point is, don't be discouraged if you don't know your giftings. You can use resources and you can ask God to show you. And this is exactly to a T what I did when I was figuring out what I was good at. I didn't really know my giftings, as some of you may not. And I definitely didn't know my calling. And I definitely didn't know how God was going to show me. And so I just started asking people. I used the resources around me.
That's good.
And I didn't get discouraged. And so the way that this worked for me is, I was 14, I got saved at a summer camp, met Jesus for the first time. And then from there, I knew that I felt a burden to do ministry. I felt a pulling to do ministry, but I didn't know what kind of ministry. And so the using the resources and the asking God to show me part of this, the asking God to show me first, that part of it was me praying. I spent so much time in prayer for about 6 whole months, asking God to give me clear direction on where I was supposed to go in ministry. And eventually he answered that through an event that I went to do evangelism. And so the using of the resources side of this, I actually want Chelsea to share with you guys, and she's going to give you some different things that you can use. And I just think that these could really be beneficial. They were beneficial to me. They still are today. I just actually took one of these tests that we're going to share with you like 3 or 4 days ago, just because I like to take them at the start of every new year, just to see how God is shaping me and changing me and molding me in different ways and giving me new passions that I may have never had. So Chelsea, yeah, take it away.
Yeah, so I'll list out a few here, but I was inspired to say this after Nick mentioned it, because I think it is really important when we don't really know what we're gifted in, where we're pulled, to ask those friends and people who know us really well about what they think about us and what we're gifted in, because most likely they see things a lot more than we do, because a lot of times we are distracted or we're just trying to get through our day and like do the things we got to get done, and we're not really thinking about, hey, what am I gifted in, and hey, what are my burdens? Like, nobody really sits down to think about that unless you're listening to a podcast like this and you're kind of like forced to think about it a little bit. So ask those people, because they can be trusted if you trust them. And I think that when they point out these things about us, we should be excited about it, write it down and say, hey, like, if they say this, then maybe it's just something I don't see in myself, and it's hard to just like believe that about yourself sometimes, because people can be really nice when you ask them these questions, but they're most likely being truthful. So think on it a little bit more.
Good Lord. I'm going to take a lap real quick because Chelsea is on fire today. Holy moly. We need to do all of our podcasts for like the rest of the year today, because this fire is just like, good night. Did you even sleep last night? Did you just spend like the whole night in just like prayer and like asking God to give you like a fire during this podcast? My Lord.
I've been waiting for 2 days to do this podcast.
Okay, well, go ahead and share with everybody real quick. I'll share two and then you share two. How about that?
Okay.
So the first two are really, really big to me. And I'm actually super excited that I get to share both of these with you, because they've both just meant, like I said, so, so much. And they've been so formative in my life. And so I won't make you wait anymore as I talk them up and gas them up continually. I'll just let you have them. Number one is prayer and scripture. I know that sounds so Bible nerdy and it sounds so just cliche, and you've probably heard it 10 million times if you're a Christian that's gone to Sunday school or youth group even once. But man, don't look at prayer and scripture the same this year, especially, at least for me in my life right now, especially the scriptures. The scriptures is where God has already spoken. It's where he's already spoken with humanity, and you have a full textbook copy of it to see and look back on it and see the different inspired ways of which he manifested himself through humanity and into humanity. And you can see the whole narrative behind it. But man, get in the scriptures this year. Spend tons and tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of time in the Bible. If you don't know anything about the Bible, just hit us up, like I said earlier, on Instagram. We'll shoot you some resources. They're super cheap. They're really easy to watch. Places like the Bible Project. They also have a podcast. I highly recommend that you listen to them as well as their YouTube videos. It'll really answer some questions that you may have about the scriptures and the Bible and give you some clear direction there. The second thing is prayer. And when we're talking to God, when we're communicating with God, I like to think of it more conversationally than I do, hey, here's me spilling out my guts and all these things that I need from you, God. If you could do them, that would be great. All right, I'll talk to you next week. Like, I'll get back with you. You know, send me a letter if you want to. Like, that's not how prayer works. It's a daily conversation that we spend with God. We spend time with him, and he inspires us in different ways, and he answers us in different ways. But like we said on another podcast, I think it may have actually been the last podcast before this one, you have to be listening. You have to live a life of listening. Your heart has to be set on listening. Your mind and soul and spirit has to be set on listening to his voice. And if you're not, that may be why your prayer life could be dry. So that's just a little pro tip that's free. Take with that what you will and do with it what you will. Number two, the second thing, is a gifts test. I just alluded and mentioned this one a few minutes ago, but take a gifts test. There's so, so many different gift tests online. I really don't have to go too deep into this one. So just go on Google when you get time, either during or after this podcast, and just type in gifts test, or if you're a Christian, a spiritual gifts test or whatever, and just take it and see what you're good at. Just see what you're natural at. And I think it could really help give you some direction in some different places in your life. So yeah, I good. Will shut up and let Chelsea probably bring some more heat.
No, I'll try to keep it short here because I love what everything that Nick just said, and just more on prayer too, because I feel like Nick really, really wants to emphasize on the scriptures, especially this year. But for me, it's been a lot of prayer and making sure that like I'm listening, just like Nick said. And I think the way that we can change our thoughts about how prayer has been in the past for us versus moving forward, we have to see it because it is. This is what it is. Prayer is meant to build our faith. It's not meant to just keep us stagnant and to just let us say some words into the air and let them puff out there and be gone. Like, that's not what this is. Whenever you are praying, you're relying on someone who has it all in his hands already. And so you are humbling yourself in that like mindset and saying, hey,
here she goes.
Listen,
here she goes. Go on, do it. Take them.
I'm going to forget everything I'm saying.
Take them to church.
You're humbling yourself in this way because you're saying, hey, this is not about like my plans and what I have in store. And I'm just asking God to intervene here and to take what I have to say and think and submit it to him. And that may sound like all wordy and everything, but think of prayer as something that is positive. It is meant to build your faith. So point number three is a personality test. So Nick just talked about a gifts test, and it's really fun to take that because you may realize something about yourself that you didn't know, because God has specifically gifted you with different things that are different than others. And personality tests, that could be the Enneagram, it could be the Myers-Briggs test, and be a little bit hesitant with some of these.
Yeah, because you have to take these with a grain of salt because they can really gas you up.
Right. Yeah, because it's all about us when we take these personality tests.
And then what was that other one? It's like a newer one. It's like a color test or something.
Yeah, it's like your, I don't know. Usually you relate with like a red or a yellow or something.
It's some weird thing. But I mean, inevitably, they're all good and they'll all teach you things that you didn't know about yourself. But just be wary because they can really make you feel gassed up when you like read the descriptions on them. You'll walk away thinking like, man, I'm the most awesome person in the world. Unless you get like an Enneagram 4. And then if that happens, then
what?
Like, no, I'm just joking.
Come on.
I'm just joking. I'm just kidding. No, they're all awesome, but I'll let you continue.
I love my Enneagram 4s. So shout out to you, Shari King and Olivia Lopez and all these girls that I know.
Oh, never mind. Those are awesome people.
Never mind. You still had that view.
I better shut up.
Yeah, probably. So that'll lead us to the last point, which is find mentorship. And be careful with this point because a lot of people like who are a little bit older than us would love to speak life into younger people and would love to encourage you. But sometimes you just have to be a little discerning of things that people have to say because you don't want people's opinions to manipulate every step of your life. You want to heed advice and be excited that they want to pour into you. But God's opinion is always over your mentor's opinion because, yes, your mentor probably hears from God, but so do you. And you should have that confidence in yourself because if you're in the Word, if you're reading to build your faith and you're that's your goal and you're a person of God, then your like confidence within that should be firm and your mentorship, like that journey should just look like it's strengthening your walk with Jesus because they are just pointing out things that maybe you wouldn't have seen in yourself or they're able to steer you in a direction that is a little bit more wise than you were thinking because they've seen into life a little bit more than you have. They've walked a little bit more life. That's why I wouldn't recommend getting a mentor that's the same age as you or maybe even 3 years older than you.
No, no. If your mentor has the same number in front of their age as you do, that's just a big no. They need to be at least, and I feel 100% comfortable saying this on the podcast, your mentor needs to be at least a decade older than you. If your mentor is not a decade or more older than you, then like that's not a mentor. That's a pal. That's a buddy. That's a buddy who's got good advice.
Yeah, that can be hard though, and you have to feel out the situation. But I feel as if like Nick's pretty head on there with like my like mentor I meet with every 2 weeks. I think is like in her almost 60s. So I would say she is definitely of age to help out there. But there was a process of like becoming friends to see if, hey, a lot of the things that we believe like align because you don't want someone who has completely different moral values and beliefs to be speaking into your life in a way that alters it in the way that you could like just get knocked off the path because you listen to someone who isn't, you know, following the same morals or values as you. So that's something good to keep in mind. And there's a lot of things that we went over today, and I'm sure it may feel a little bit overwhelming. But just to recap the whole episode, we want you guys to walk away with like some things that you can do to take a step towards owning this for 2020 and owning this even just today. So remember to get clear, get direction, get discipline, and that comes with having like your focus, writing these things out, figuring out what you're gifted in, what you're feeling pulled to, what bothers you that you want to change, figure out those burdens. And then your calling is usually found right between your giftings and your burdens. So remember that and try to think of that as like the goal of this whole paper that you're probably writing out.
And the very last one, I'm going to jump in for this one. Don't be discouraged if you don't know your giftings. Use resources and ask God to show you. So we shared a slew of different resources, but you also have the greatest resource. You have the greatest Heavenly Father who could ever show you anything about yourself or about the world, and that is Jesus. So if you're a Christian, then I hope that you found this extremely informative. But if you're not a Christian, I still hope that you found this extremely informative, and I hope you know that God loves you, Christ loves you, and that you are extremely endeared by him and that he is waiting for you to run into his arms.
Yeah, so we have loved doing this entire episode and having this conversation. We look forward to having more episodes in the future. We really, really need your guys' suggestions and things that you have just on your mind, maybe what's burdening you. Share those with us on our review section or on our Instagram, Encounter Now Podcast. You can message us there. We've gotten a few messages and it's been really encouraging and also helps us give kind of more of a focus to this podcast because we do this for you guys and we're just motivated by all the things that you guys are up to and what burdens you as well, because we like to have the same vision and focus and all of that. So we are thankful for you guys and we will see you in that next episode. Do you have anything to say, Nick?
I have nothing. JK, I do have something to say. I always have something to say. Remember, guys, that the only way that you can change tomorrow is to take a step today. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Encounter Now. For more information about this show, visit ConvergePodcastNetwork.com.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.